Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Hudden Orbital Radio.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and joining me in the studio tonight, we have...
Dick Chafing, and joining me, we have our standby tech monkey, Mike Oxlong.
Good evening. Later in the show, I'm joined by Commanders Flossie, Wotherspoon, Bucknecked, The Green Room, and others.
But first, we have the headlines from around Hutton Space. Pilot slip causes 6-hour trip.
Hot pit bringing home the bacon in EE.
Pirates claim another Hutton scalp.
Alvin advises pilot to put his thumbs away.
First this evening, Hutton hit the headlines for all the wrong reasons. A pilot took to social media this week to confess that he had fallen foul of the fake news and attempted to fly to Hutton Orbital to claim his Black Friday, or was it Cyber Monday, free Anaconda at Hutton Orbital. The utterly gullible commander unfortunately suffers with narcolepsy, causing him to nod off at the controls of his ship every few minutes. Which, instead of meaning he had an hour and a bit of flight in Supercruise, managed to give him a 6-hour journey, one nod at the time. On arrival at Hutton Orbital, he caused a bit of a stink, shortly followed by a bit of a hoo-ha with a side order of indignant rage, and promptly called the editor of a well-known galactic red top rag. Unfortunately, the red top rag had never heard of Hutton Orbital. But a story of this magnitude was a red top rag, red rag to a bull, and they charged off like the proverbial in a china shop about the cruelty of space and the harsh reality that commanders out there liked nothing more than to prank each other all of the time. The real commanders of the universe attempted to contact Sleeping Beauty before he popped off or dropped off and offer him a genuine Anaconda for free. Because they're such nice people. They stuck a note to his windscreen saying he could collect it from Fort Mug. We expect to see him in 6 months or so.
With their efforts at Hutton to deliver everything everywhere and bring home the bacon for Alvin, after all, we are the galaxy's finest truckers, Major General Noctivagus announced a sneak attack on the Epsilon Eridani system. Alvin had intended to lose EE as part of his recent diet to prevent future wars, and as the system already had two other player factions in it, Alvin was fervently ignoring it. It turns out that the other two factions are shell companies with their registered offices in Epsilon Eridani, but no faction representatives. The owners of the system turn out to be our old adversaries, the Mad Monks of Van Manen, permit authority holders for Van Manen Star, and a bunch of caftan-wearing, funny incense-smoking hippies. Apparently, it's to keep the tremors away. The Major General couldn't be having any of that nonsense, so immediately declared an election in EE, which, when won, will bring a 15th system under Alvin's golden gaze.
Bad news arrived at the Orbital as an inbound pilot carrying no less than 300 million credits worth of exploration data was interdicted and destroyed only a handful of jumps away from Hutton Space. The offending pirate seems to have forgotten how to demand cargo, or even say, yar. He simply open-fired and blew the helpless trucker into a big pile of scrap. Floating in space, looking back at his ship, the pilot only had one thing to say. You rotter! This is a reminder to all inbound pilots. Please contact Hutton HQ if you are inbound to the bubble with data, and we can send an expert trucking wing to escort you home. A small fleet of Type 6s is bound to confuse even the most determined of pilots, and whilst not guaranteed to send them running for home with a tail between their legs, may well buy our incoming interant explorers enough time to escape through the wreckage.
After a barrage of twittering, twattering, and trolling this week via the Hutton message boards, Our leader, who doesn't have opposable thumbs but does have a snoz, has suggested that a certain well-known billy goat-munching, bridge-dwelling Hutton trucker retreat from his tweets and about-face on their Facebook before they do something really silly like repost a message supporting a crazy UA-bombing bunch of bad guys. Or Katie Hopkins. Or a crazy-haired, orange-skinned federal goon called Hudson. Or eight-sided Pleiades-based right-wing organizations called Thargoid First. He's also been asked to stop goading our neighbors into bombing us, and been reminded that Alvin is neither a princess, nor is he getting married to a ginger cocker of dubious lineage. Commander Eric Marquet, spokesperson for Bucknecked of Lakon Spaceways, is standing behind Alvin with a huge hammer, and believe us, he isn't afraid to swing it. And that was the news.